Now, y'all, Russell Wilson. Holy.
Wilson throwing. Got a man wide open. Touchdown. A 32-yard strike.
It's going to be amazing here. I really do.
Play fake. Wilson setting up to go deep. He's going to take a shot. He's got it.
We got a championship caliber football team.
Wilson has time. Taking a deep shot.
Those countries, let's
ride. Wilson, under immediate pressure, somehow gets away, throws end zone, it is caught! Touchdown!
Speed is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh, with my body.
Oh! Russell Wilson, long-term Denver Bronco now. Woo! Susan and Cheryl love that. They're big Sierra fans, too, so... I mean, everybody wins here. Well done, Angel. Great work from you, as always. Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos agreed on a big-time deal. Five-year, $245 million extension that includes $165 million in guaranteed money, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. It's the third most lucrative contract in NFL history. Seems like we read that about every other week in terms of guaranteed money behind Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson and Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, who got the $189.5 million deal. 33 years old. He is under contract with the Broncos through 2028. Oh, man. Hey, I mean, 2 years left on the Seahawks deal, and then you add the five years to that. He'll probably finish his career as a Denver Bronco. And that, I mean, that's got to be exciting for everybody. You know, just looking at the situation going forward, building with this new ownership group, George Payton has done nothing wrong. I've got one blemish, and it's not even really a blemish, because I think George Payton kind of had an idea that Russell Wilson might be available, so he kind of limped it along last year with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. Now going back, it's not a big blemish to me anymore. And now you have your quarterback. You have your ownership situation. You have George Payton as GM. Nathaniel Hackett getting his first go at being a head coach. Get that first crack at Seattle, his first game. And Russell Wilson is now the long-term Denver Bronco. I mean, it's all been a blur, hasn't it? I mean, the Aaron Rodgers stuff was going on. Everybody thought maybe the Broncos were going to be really in on this Rodgers deal, and then that kind of went away. And then within the same day, Rodgers re-signed with Green Bay. You hear the news of Russell Wilson. So fantastic, man. This is huge. Let's get to our Method Flow Products poll question. Now that Wilson's locked up for the next 7 years, how many Super Bowls will the Broncos win in that time frame? Zero? One, two, three, four, five, five plus. I didn't go all the way to seven because I have to do it every year, Angel, and that would be crazy sauce, right? Let's see what the hooligans are saying. Go vote at theholeshow.com. That is, again, our Method Flow Products poll question. Looks like two. And, whoa, wait, two and zero are tied. 33% of the hooligans say two, 33% say zero, 25% saying one, 8% saying three. Nobody thinks five plus. Nobody thinks four. So we've got a lot of people saying two and a lot of people saying zero. Come on, they got to get one out of this deal, right? They went to two Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. Good football team. I don't know that the roster felt like it was as strong when Manning signed with Denver. And then, you know, everything just kept growing. I mean, obviously, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, some big-time players stepped up. When Manning was a Bronco, now Russell Wilson is in. 38% now, saying zero. So zero is where we're going with this. Angel, you being you're a fan. You're not like a diehard Broncos person. Where are you coming out on this?
So I followed the Broncos pretty closely when Peyton was here. I really liked Peyton Manning, like watching him play. Seeing that success and trying to relate it to the Russell Wilson situation.
Yeah.
It's different because the way quarterbacks are paid now compared to back then, it's so different. Once you put all your money on a quarterback, sometimes it can make it very difficult to keep the guys around him that you need. Like we see in Kansas City, he paid Mahomes all this money, Tyreek's gone.
You lose your star wide receiver.
And, you know, no slight to the Broncos, they don't have a star offensive player other than Russell Wilson.
There's no other star as of right now. And again, like we talked about yesterday with the top 100, Justin Simmons is the only other guy that cracked this thing. Well, you have Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick, who we know is out for the season, but you have those guys locked up, and you're just kind of hoping that gamble to sign both of those guys will pay off, and they're going to play outside of their contract. That's what you're hoping. And this is George Payton. I mean, there's gambles with all of this stuff. Should he have waited a year to see how Russell Wilson did this first season under Nathaniel Hackett? I mean, I suppose you could make that argument, but let's say he goes and lights it up. And then you see Lamar Jackson sign a monster deal. They're only going to get richer, Angel. I mean, these deals are only going to get better and better as we go.
Sure, and as the cap goes up continually with TV and stuff like that, you're going to have more money to spend, but players are going to be asking for more. And if you're talking about, you know, just looking at a 7-year window now, what are the realistic opportunities for them to go to the Super Bowl and win? You got to be able to have depth, and you got to have star players on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And free agency money, trade money, you got to have that to get those one or two key pieces in the offseason to make your team just a notch above everyone else.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we always talk about it. You got to have your quarterback. I mean, even if he's not the best, like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I think we all kind of agree those are the four right now, today. Russell's close to that conversation. He kind of got a bad rap from last year because his numbers were down a bit and they didn't make the playoffs. But Russell Wilson right now is still a top quarterback. Go to my tiers and quarterbacks on my Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog at theholeshow.com, and I have Russell Wilson still as a tier one guy. So you just locked up a tier one guy, according to me, for the next 7 years. You had him, obviously, for the two. Look at this list. Like, the highest paid quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is just like the 3-year. Looking at the 3-year terms with some of these guys, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Who do you feel better about other than Patrick Mahomes on that list? Because Aaron Rodgers could up and retire at the end of this season. He's a wild card. Yesterday you're talking about he's taking Percocet before games, or he said that, all this other psychedelic stuff. He's always talking about different things. So, you know, I think it's okay to wonder just how long Aaron Rodgers wants to do this. Who do you feel like the top five quarterbacks, top five, even at total guaranteed money, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen? I feel like you got to feel great about Russell Wilson being your long-term guy right there with you. I bet you the Broncos feel better about their deal than the Cardinals do.
Well, yeah, for a team that struggles to draft quarterbacks, getting your guy for 7 years and getting a guy that's in his 30s, has experience, has knowledge, has played this game a long time, can come in and just have success with the team, it helps you a lot.
This is big for the Broncos, though. I mean, this solidifies the Broncos. And again, we have a long season to play out here. Obviously, now we have 7 years to play out looking at this. But this puts the Broncos in the limelight as, you know, one of those teams that you're going to be talking about in the national media for years to come. The dark days between Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson. And again, I get it. Broncos country is a little spoiled. There's a lot of teams that have way darker days for way longer. But Denver wasn't used to this. Broncos country's not used to this. And 6 years of no playoffs and no one's talking about you. I mean, I watch NFL Network a lot. I watch Good Morning Football every morning, almost. And I tell you, man, I've already seen more Broncos coverage in the span of a week than I did all of last season. Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, whatever, didn't move the needle. Vic Fangio didn't move the needle. And they were running out of things to talk about. I mean, you go from Peyton Manning winning a Super Bowl at Super Bowl 50, and then after that, 9-7, and then the rest, we all know how bad that was. You've gone through three head coaches and a slew of quarterbacks in 6 years, and today you just locked up Russell Wilson for a monster deal. The third most lucrative contract in NFL history, now behind Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. And of those three, Angel, it's a no-brainer. Of those top three contracts in the NFL in NFL history, the Broncos walk away feeling very good about their deal, as opposed to the Browns. We all know that situation. And then the Cardinals, who had to put in an amendment in the contract that said, hey, you need to study your playbook, and then that got out, and they had to take it out. Either way, that's scary. That's a scary deal. You're not seeing that kind of stuff with Russell Wilson. And you're damn sure not seeing the stuff that you're seeing with Deshaun Watson from Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's everything's moving in the right direction for Denver. You got your coach, got your owner, got your quarterback signed long-term. Now it's time to go play.
It's time to go.
A week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, a week from today, we get into NFL action. Is that Bills and Rams?
Bills, Rams in Los Angeles.
Thursday night special coming up, man. Are you ready for that?
I'll put something together.
You got something.
Today was
working.
My first crack at an edit since I've been back here.
So. Oh, it was fantastic. Are you going to sing? That's what the hooligans want to know. Because, you know, your predecessor, Colfax, he sang. And he was...
I sang one last
year.
You did
the Thriller version, yeah. And it was great.
Sometimes you just got to find a song that fits.
I'm pumped for this, man. I cannot wait to see what you come up with. Of course, you get the inside scoop that nobody else gets. I give you the pick before the Thursday night special hits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's your front row, man. Front and center.
No, I just make two just in case.
in case
you change at the last second.
And you know what? There's been times when we've already made the picks and I'm like, oh, we're 5 minutes away. And now I don't feel so confident in my pick. We're going undefeated this year, though. I really feel confident about it. Oh, man, it's fun. Look at this show today. We're going to talk a lot of Russell Wilson. We're going to get my guy, Kevin Lytle, from the Fort Collins, Colorado, on. And then look at this. In the 12 o'clock hour, jam-packed football. Defensive coordinator for the UNC Bears, Scott Darnell. He's going to join us. They have their game coming up this weekend against Houston Baptist, which you can hear right here on KFKA. And then just after 12:30, I believe he's doing some TV stuff. We're going to get CSU's head coach, Jay Norvell. I mean, come on. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl might stick around. Might not. They might wait to go to Cable's Pub and Grill until after 2 o'clock today. They might actually stick around for the full show. It's going to be fantastic.
You know, exciting.
Oh, this is it. I mean, this is what we love to do on this program. We're going to talk Russell Wilson. Absolutely. But we're not going to do 3 hours of Russell Wilson.
Well, we got under 48 hours till CSU and UNC kick off their games. Obviously... CU plays tomorrow night, so we're there.
Oh, yeah. CU tomorrow night, man. I go back and forth on that one. I'll probably get into the groove tomorrow and be excited right before kickoff and think, oh, the Buffs are doing this thing. Who cares? Just ready to see this. I'm ready to see some football in action. All right, Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. I mean, isn't it obvious what the good is? You just locked up Russell Wilson. We can argue till we're blue in the face where he ranks in the quarterback totem pole right now. But I think everybody can at least say he's in the top seven. You got to say he's the top. He's a tier one guy. So you just locked up Russell Wilson. He will be the Denver Broncos quarterback. And we'll get into all the what ifs and what could happens and all that. But right now, Russell Wilson will be the Broncos quarterback for the next 7 years. That's close to a decade, Angel. I mean, if you do the math at home, exactly, you're getting there. And you've got him locked up. He'll probably finish his career as a Denver Bronco. Now, the bad. I mean, is it bad anymore? I don't know. The Rockies lost to the Braves last night. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm still looking for that 72. We'll get there. I think the Rockies are still going to get to that 72. We'll see. I don't even know if that's mathematically achievable anymore. But how do we say his name? This prospect for the Rockies? Is it Tolia? Is the G silent there? I didn't watch last night, but he hit a home run. And according to Tanner Schwind, who predicted the Rockies to go to the playoffs, he said this guy is going to be something else. I don't know. Great. But he hit a home run. That was cool.
Yeah, I believe Tolia.
Toglia. So the G is silent there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Kind of wish the G wasn't silent there. Kind of like Toglia. That's more fun for me to say. The ugly. Shohei Ohtani becomes the first player to hit 30 home runs and record 10-plus wins as a pitcher. And the Angels are 57-74. Ouch. I mean, he's the best. He's the unicorn. He is a unicorn in baseball. And they're a bad, bad, bad baseball. They're about like the Rockies. They're one win better than the Rockies. And they have arguably the best player, the most versatile player, maybe in all of sports right now, in the planet. How rare is it that a hitter like this can also pitch at a high level? It's absolutely insane. It's an ugly story. 20 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We got the Lonster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonster, what's up, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. It's a Russell Wilson kind of day. You ready to ride, Lonster? Let's ride.
You know, I've been on his bandwagon ever since he got into Denver.
So now he's locked up for 7 years. You've got this guy as your quarterback for the next 7 years.
That's the best news I heard all morning, you know.
You go from Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater competition, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco. The list goes on and on and on and on. And today, the Broncos put all of that in the rearview mirror, a distant memory of quarterbacks of yesteryear.
You know, I think they may put it under the bus there with the Rockies. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe those guys need to get on that Rockies bus that Tanner started up for the playoff run. Yeah.
Yeah. And see if they can maybe tow it, maybe get it working next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else is on your mind, man? How pumped are you about? How many Super Bowls are the Broncos winning in the next 7 years?
You know what? I'm going to say about four or five.
Four or five Super Bowls, Lonster?
You know what? I'm going to go six.
You're going to go six? They're going to win six out of seven? So they're going to win a Super Bowl every year, save for one of Russell Wilson's deal?
You know what? I just threw that out there. I have no idea.
Hey, I don't care, man. I love it. Bring it. It's an exciting day. It's a brand new day for the Broncos, and I think people are just pumped. Okay, I'll give you a chance to reset. What do you really think? 7 years. How many Super Bowls will the Broncos win in 7 years?
You know what? I just want to watch them play football.
You go from six to, I don't know, man. It's just exciting to see.
It is. I mean, it's just great that the ownership got this whole thing done, and we're ready. And just let's get this whole season going and see what they do.
All right, Lonster. I'm assuming you got a celebratory lunch today in honor of Russell Wilson signing the extension with the Broncos. What do you got for me today?
Oh man, I got some roast beef. I got some carrots and some potatoes and hot pecan sauce to dunk right in there.
Dump all over that stuff, man. You got to get that spice going, right?
Oh, you better believe it.
Hey, Lance, are you a Ciara fan? Russell Wilson's wife, of course, the musician.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. What are you doing? Are you driving a tractor right now?
No, we're getting our lawn mowed here.
All right, man.
No, they put me on a tractor. You better have everybody on standby.
All right, my man. Appreciate you listening.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm ready for college football, too.
Hey, the Buffs upsetting TCU tomorrow night?
You know what? We'll see what kind of team they have. In fact, I'm going to the high school game tomorrow night, so I'll be more into the high school mode tomorrow night.
I love it, man. Lonster, appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, no problem.
All right, Lonster's got they're mowing over there, dude. They got the operation out there. You got guys on tractor mowers running around. I mean, it's crazy at that dude's house today. It's a crazy day, though. Everybody's cleaning up their lawns and getting everything ready to go because you're going to have a big old parties this weekend.
You got a three-day weekend coming up.
Oh, that's right. 3 days off.
5 days of football.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. I personally love the night games because my little one, it goes to bed, and then I stay up and watch the night games. During the day, I'm kind of like all over the place with the game in the background. But like tomorrow night, I don't care that CU doesn't have a lot of excitement surrounding them right now. But I'm pretty pumped to sit down and watch this game. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be any good. Probably won't be. But I'm excited to see what this product is. I'm rooting for Carl Durrell, no question.
Oh, primetime ESPN, what's better?
Let's get to it, man. I'm ready. Let's go. Weld County Swami says football is back. You better believe it. And the 12 o'clock hour, we have Jay Norvell, and we also have defensive coordinator Scott Darnell for the 12 o'clock hour, 12:05. Is that what we're looking at? Yeah. Oh, boy. It's just nuts, man, trying to keep track of this. It's great. All right, we're going to take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. The long game for the Broncos. Does the seven-year deal now, does five-year extension, take some of the pressure off of this season? Is this George Payton saying, hey, this year is important, sure, but we are about the long game here. We are going to try to build around Russell Wilson for the next 7 years. Here it is. Russell Wilson's a long-term Denver Bronco. How we doing, Broncos country? We'll be right back. You're listening to the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 30 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Again, a busy program today. We'll have CSU head coach Jay Norvell on the program at 12, a little after 12:30. Also, UNC Bears defensive coordinator Scott Darnell will join me at 12:05. We got Kevin Lytle coming up in about 2 minutes, so we'll get to that in just a bit. Do want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor bringing us our Game Beer of the Week. Go get the Game Beer of the Week and prepare for the big football weekend. This one's from Crabtree Brewing, Chunkin' Punkin'. It's a pumpkin-styled ale. I like to say pumpkin. And, man, this is the time of year. I know it's still 99 million degrees outside, but grab a beer and you'll at least feel like fall is approaching, which it should be. It's September 1st already. Come on. That's available at On the Rocks Liquor. They're always supporting local breweries. And also bringing in unique stuff, too, from outside of the state. So it's kind of the best of both worlds at On the Rocks Liquor. Don't forget the good folks from Beatbox Party Packs will be on hand tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 7, for free tastings at On the Rocks Liquor. 31 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and we are getting very close to CSU, Michigan. Kevin will break it down for us on the other side. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hulse Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Thanks for being with us here today on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. And 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, he's our Rams insider. Nobody does it better than Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, all the talk is we're getting close to wrapping up all the talk. CSU, Michigan, just a couple of days away. I know Rams fans are raring to go.
Yeah, it finally is game time, it feels like. And it feels like it's been a really long time. And everyone, I think, is just really eager. You know, it was exciting, you know, spring ball and early camp and everything, but we've reached the point where it's like we just need games. You know, everything that can be learned, talked about, everything in camp, you know, has happened. It's time to get some games.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts, too, to think, okay, we introduced Jay Norvell and this Fort Air Raid and all this. Oh, but your first game is going to be at Michigan. I mean, just insane.
I would love, you know, because obviously publicly they're going to say what you expect. I do think Jay Norvell, is excited about this game and the opportunity it presents. But I would love to, you know, put in the truth serum and say, okay, you know, when you start negotiations for the job, you know, you're worrying more about the big picture and why you might take this job and all that. But when was the first time you took a peek at the 2022 schedule and thought, oh, my gosh, my first game will be Michigan?
Oh, and Kevin, I know we talked about this briefly on Rams Weekly last week, and we'll have another edition of that coming up at 5 today. But, you know, we were talking about how when the season was almost over for CSU, and we kind of assumed they were going to lose their last couple of games, whatever, we also said, oh, yeah, and they also start the season against Michigan, so there's another loss. Isn't it weird how it goes from there's another loss to it doesn't matter if they lose. Fort Air Raid is here. I don't care what the score is. This is still an exciting time. It's amazing how the outlook changes based on one coaching hire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're spot on there because, you know, most likely CSU will have a 7-game losing streak after Saturday. And, yeah, if this was, you know, the same coaching staff as last year, it would be, oh, boy, here we go. You know, we're off to, you know, a bad start, an expected bad start. But then it would be, I'm not sure if we're going to beat Middle Tennessee. If we don't beat Middle Tennessee, we're not going to beat Washington State. And then after Washington State, you know, Sac State's a good FCS team, and we got killed by an FCS team last year. You know, that's kind of the thought process it would have been if it was the same staff. Instead, it's, we get to go play Michigan. It's going to be fun. Who cares what happens? Then we'll come out, you know, come back home and, you know, air raid, make, you know, the Fort Air Raid debut, and we're just going to unleash it. It's going to be fun. That's that's how big the mentality shift has been.
It's amazing. It really is. And I love it. I know it's a fun time to be covering this team. Kevin, you were full of so many great takes yesterday when you and I were standing at practice. I'm very intrigued by this one, and I loved it. You said, hey, I don't know that we're going to see we're going to see four air raid at some point against Michigan, all that kind of style. But you think we might see a different version, perhaps, on Saturday than what we'll see throughout the rest of the season, meaning maybe they run a little bit more. Maybe they do try to slow things a little bit. Slow things down a little more. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah. They're going to take their shots. Jay Norvell even yesterday, I think it was, said, I'm not leaving the big house with any bullets still in my gun, you know? I don't want to do that. So they are still going to do it, but I think you're going to see, and Jay Norvell has also admitted this, you can't be reckless. So you're going to see some help on the blind side. You know, you'll probably see Tanner Arkin blocking alongside Brian Crespo Juarez on the left side there, just because it'd be foolish to have, you know, all one-on-ones across the board. I think you're going to see some quick little swing passes. I think you are going to see some runs. Because I think especially early, you just don't want to get landslided in the first quarter. You don't want to be down 21-0, you know, 9 minutes into the game. So I think you'll see a little bit of precaution, if you will, especially early on, just to make sure everyone gets their feet under them. Yeah, you know, that's not to say they're going to be lined up in the I formation or anything like that. But I think you'll see some just cautious maneuvers just to make sure you can get yourself into the game. First, which I think is wise. I mean, yeah. You know, we'd all love to see, you know, let's just go five wide and fling it, but I'm not sure that's necessarily, you know, it's not Madden. That's probably not the smartest idea.
Just throw it up, see what happens. Okay, so first play of the game offensively for the Rams. Is it like a traditional run? What do you think?
I can't even remember who I was talking to, but I said, how funny would it be, you know, the clear end of the Adazio start of the Norvell era. First place, they forget it. Five wide, everyone go deep. We're chucking it. But again, that obviously is a joke. I don't think he'll be that. If I had to bet, I would say some sort of very quick pass, you know, whether it's a swing out to Ajon Vivens or maybe, you know, get Melquan Stovall in the slot or you know, maybe a little quick hitch to Torrey Horton. I'm guessing some very quick, get the ball out of Clay's hands, get him a very quick completion, and see if that can get everyone some confidence and calm everyone down a bit.
Yeah, boy, I am so excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You put together a phenomenal piece on Clay Millen, just outlining a lot of his past, you know, his high school days and everything. But you also caught up with Hugh Millen as well, Kevin, and he's a riot, man. But you brought this up, and I had no idea. Is this correct? His first start was also against Michigan?
Yeah, how wild is that? It wasn't his first start. Second start,
okay,
first road game. He had played a home game. But yeah, Hugh Millen's first road start as quarterback at Washington was at Michigan. Michigan was quarterbacked by Jim Harbaugh. Clay Millen's first career start at Michigan, head coach Jim Harbaugh. So it doesn't really mean anything, but it's pretty crazy. But the one little nugget of that is, you know, Hugh has talked to Clay about, you know, what to expect, you know, how to handle it. And, you know, again, that doesn't necessarily lead to, you know, a win or anything like that. But it is a useful little nugget of like, hey, Dad was in this same spot and, you know, it was 104,000 or something for him in that game, and it'll be, you know, 107 or some thousand this week. So, you know, you can give some little nuggets, but it is crazy irony that happened that way.
No question. I mean, it's just, this is why we love sports so much. There's always these storylines when we already have enough. We don't need more, but then yeah. You hit me with that yesterday. We talked about it on the show yesterday. This is why we love getting you on, because you give us all this different insight, just adding more fuel to this fire coming up this weekend. We talked to Clay. We've had two shows now with Clay. We're ready to actually talk about a game, like you said. But from your conversation with him, obviously you chatted with him a while to put this piece together. You talked to him on a daily basis. How's he doing, man? I mean, he said he's kind of nervous. He kind of likes to get nervous, but he's not overly nervous. What's your takeaway from your chats with Clay thus far?
Yeah, he seems excited. He flat out says he's excited. He knows it's going to be, you know, a game he'll remember the rest of his life. Not only, you know, I think you'll always remember your first college start, but your first college start is a, in front of 110,000. So, you know, he's excited. And it's interesting talking to Hugh. You know, I know you've had the pleasure to talk to him too. Hugh Millen, friend of the show, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
That Clay's a guy that all week long he puts in this crazy prep. He is just locked in, you know, very focused, very serious. But then almost in a complete juxtaposition, when he gets on the field, he's kind of this wild child. He's just so excited and exuberant. You know, Hugh called it his LFG attitude, which I'll let people put together what that means. So it's going to be fun to watch that because, yeah, you can see, like, when we're around practice and everything, you can see his seriousness, talk to teammates and whatever. You can, you know, hear stories about that. But you can see on the field, he just loves, you know, in my story, my feature on him, I called it, it's his theater. He just loves performing. So I'm really excited to see that. And it seems like he's balancing things pretty well. And the kid's going to be nervous. He's, you know, 19, making, his first college start. But it seems like, you know, I think putting in all the prep helps with that. If he knows he's done all he can do to be prepared to play this game.
Well, you talked about, like, he hasn't played a lot. I mean, you go back to his high school. You were discussing this with us yesterday. It's not like he has a lot of high school games necessarily under his belt either.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild for a guy that has his, you know, recruiting ranking and all that. You normally think, well, they're probably a starting quarterback probably by their sophomore year, you know, maybe freshman, but at least sophomore, you know, probably won, you know, about 30 games, probably went deep in the playoffs pretty much every year. But Clay doesn't have that. You know, his freshman, sophomore years, he was, you know, freshman JV because his brother, Kale, who's a college quarterback, was starting in front of him. So Clay takes over his junior year, puts up just stupid numbers, insane numbers his junior year. So you're thinking, okay, he's going to have two monster years. But then COVID hits, and Washington State basically didn't have a season, so he played two games his senior year. So he has 15 total starts, and then, you know, he redshirted last year. So it's been since his junior year, since he's, you know, played in front of a big crowd, played, you know, a string of games together. So he, I don't want to say inexperienced because he's put in so much work, but as far as, you know, starting games, he really doesn't have that much.
Yeah, it's insane too. And then to look at this and go, wow, your first college football start. I mean, how many snaps did he actually have last year, Kevin?
Yeah, well, so the Nevada stats say that he threw two passes, according to, you know, Mike Brohard was telling me at CSU that Clay claims it's three, that they missed one, and Clay has the tape, which makes sense. So he threw three passes, you know, probably, I don't know, less than 20 snaps overall, I would say. So yeah, very minimal experience, but he was working under Carson Strong, really good quarterback. So good, you know, good learning experience, but certainly not on-field play.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what do you make of Mr. Harbaugh and his, you know, going with, what, McNamara on Saturday? And then is it J.J. Harkinson? Is that it? I don't know what his name is.
Something like that.
He's going with him against Hawaii. What do you make of that? I asked Clay, I was like, do you view it as kind of a slight? And he kind of laughed it off, but he said, yeah, kind of. I mean, they're experimenting with two Mountain West teams for their quarterback competition.
Yeah, I guess I have different view or multiple views on it, if that's the thing. I can understand CSU maybe being like, hey, what are you doing? Although Jay Norvell basically dismissed it yesterday. He said, we don't care. The offense doesn't really change. We're ready for both. From Michigan's perspective, I do totally get it. If you're looking at them, you're saying, well, these are two opponents we should beat pretty easily. Let's get these guys on the field, see what they do. It is kind of odd to basically use this as NFL type exhibition games, but I can see why they do it, and I can also see why CSU, especially their defensive players, might be like, this is a little insulting. Let's go mess them up.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. Overall, when you look, J.J. McCarthy, that's the name I was like. I got the first name right. I mean, that's all that matters in this one.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, you're right. It doesn't matter. This is a huge game. It's a huge opportunity for CSU. And really, you know, it's a big money game kind of deal. It's a national television. People get to see this Rams team. It is phenomenal to see kind of more or less more Rams fans saying, hey, we don't even care what that score is. There's got to be a threshold, though, Kevin, like where you do feel like, oh, this wasn't good. Like, what is that score? What's the threshold? Lose by 40? Lose by 30? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, if they come back, you know, after a 70-3, that's not going to be feeling very good. I would say if it's, you know, 40 or over, that's probably getting, you know, to a not great feeling. You know, it could happen, but that's probably, you know, over 40 is probably where you're saying, you know, well, I'm not sure this is okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think there's a point, there's at least a score where it doesn't feel right. And again, that doesn't change anything going forward after this Michigan game. Kevin, my man, great write-up by you. I know we're going to break into it a little bit more today during Rams Weekly. We'll give our final picks to our first pick of the season for CSU, so I'm looking forward to it, my man.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show this evening. I'm really excited for it.
Can't wait. Love doing it. Kevin, we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you got to check out that write-up. Go to the Coloradoans page, and it's fantastic. Everything you want to know about Clay Millen and this quarterback that is being trusted with the air raid offense for Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy. I mean, he's a young dude. It's fun to read up on him, man. It's great stuff at the Coloradoan. 11:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one, jam-packed 12 o'clock hour. UNC Bears defensive coordinator Scott Darnell will join me. CSU Rams head coach Jay Norvell will join me. So do not touch that dial. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Don't forget, every Friday, which is tomorrow, Weldworks announces a new beer. They have every Friday, they do new beer releases at noon. And like I said, you know, a million times before, they have the Annex now inside. How often do you go to a brewery and you're like, oh, when does the food truck come out? When can we, we can't eat here. They won't let you bring food in. Not the case anymore at Weldworks. With the Annex, they've got a dialed-in eatery. And I suggest the double cheeseburger. That's Weldworks in downtown Greeley. Tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. A big day. Russell Wilson and the Broncos got that deal done, signed the monster deal that will keep Russell with Denver for the next 7 years. He will be through the, 2028 season. So get used to Russell Wilson. Get used to the Let's Ride stuff and the cheesy tweets, all of it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's fantastic. Think of how many Kyler Murray situation. They put in a contract that he had to study film, and then he disputed that. They took it out. You could have that deal. Aaron Rodgers, he's great. He's amazing. He's maybe one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, but he's kind of a wild card right now. Now, he'll still have a good year, but you don't know if he might just hang it up and call it quits at the end of the season. He very well may do that.
Certainly the weirdest quarterback I've seen.
Probably the weirdest of all time. I think that's fair to say.
I feel if I went out just to grab lunch with Aaron, I would walk away very disappointed and uncomfortable.
What do you think that lunch would be like? Do you think
he'd probably talk down to you?
He'd probably talk down to you. Never had this before.
Your mind's not open the way mine is.
Your mind's not open, bro.
You haven't become one with the universe.
Who would you
be yourself?
Other than Tua, which starting quarterback would you want to go have a little lunch with?
Ooh, that's a good question. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, well, that's not a good. Yeah, look at you go. Russell would be like this. Hey, Angel, how you doing, man? Can I get you anything? You look great today. What's your goals? What's your ambitions? What's your dreams? Where
hello.
You out?
Nice to meet you, Mr.
I love how you said hello, man. You're really good at that. You could be a professional helloer. That's fantastic. Live out your dreams, Angel. That would be great. And I'm here for it. Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson, locked up for 7 years. Let's freaking ride. Second hour coming up next. We're going to have defensive coordinator Scott Darnell for the UNC Bears. They got game one coming up against Houston Baptist. We'll talk about that next as the whole show powered by PDC Energy.